Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Hey, Chicago, it's Mully here.
And David Haw. We're always starting your day with the best Chicago sports talk. Mornings 5:30 to 10 on The Score.
And don't forget, if you miss the show live, you can always get us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Catch every show, every hour, every segment of Mully and Haw on demand.
It's so easy. Just open up your favorite podcast app, search Mully and Haw, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show your way and on your time.
I was special teaming it up all during the week.
Patrick Manily.
My all-time favorite Bear would have to be Patrick Manily.
Bears long snapper for 16 seasons.
Manily is the long snapper, and they fake it. And it's Maynard, the holder, and he fires the pass, and it's caught for the touchdown. Brian Urlacher on the reception. Pretty good imagination.
Craft beer mogul.
Are you drinking the Kool-Aid?
I'm drinking a long snapper IPA.
Patrick Manily.
This is a city where you can't snow people about special teams.
No, we know it. We had Dave Tobe for a long time.
Mm-hmm.
We know what good special teams are. We got Pat Manily on this radio station. We know what we're supposed to see.
There we go.
What happened to my mother? What are you, shutting me off here, Alex? You never know when I'm going to talk. Just leave this thing on. What was I saying? Oh, Pat Manily. Yeah, talk to Pat about that.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, how much I respect Pat. I would love to hear Pat's thoughts on...
Hey, look, we'll talk to him, all right?
Yeah,
don't worry, Coach.
Let me know.
We'll talk to him. We'll get back to you on that.
Patrick Manily with Spiegel and Holmes.
And a ton of stuff. Of course, the Manily snap.
On 670 The Score.
And you should take note that we do have a dry erase board for Coach, so today would be a great day where you should watch what we're doing on Twitch. Just something to keep in mind, twitch.tv/Chicago670TheScore. In fact, you can see Patrick Manley's handsome face right there if you log on. He joins us on the Circa Resort and Casino Hotline. CircaLasVegas.com is where you can find our guy, Patrick Manily. Hello, Patrick. How are you?
I'm good. I'm getting over my Bears hangover a little bit. Getting excited for the Cowboys. Started to watch a little bit of tape, but still upset with an 0-2 start and the way it's definitely looked.
Yeah,
yeah. I mean,
your passion and your anger was evident in post game and evident in hearing you on the station earlier in the week. I'm glad that you're processing it and you've kind of been able to move on a little bit. Has Ben Johnson's talk this week helped you move on a little bit? It was big news yesterday when he called out the practice habits for players publicly and said, we do not have the practice habits of a championship caliber team. That was really good to hear. And you assume the players have heard it directly, Pat. That's good.
Yeah, I've got no problem if a coach uses the media to get a message across to the players, but he has to do it the right way. One, you have to have respect to your players. And I think he has that just being the new coach right now. And I like the way he's delivering it. You know, some people said when he called out Cairo Santos not kicking it out of bounds after the first game, kicking it out of the end zone, hey, he's calling him out. No, he's just saying he needs to do his job. To me, that's all he's doing. And I kind of like it. Different coaches have done that. You know, position coaches have done that. Head coaches have done that. Some have done it a little secretively, but I don't mind the way he's doing it. He has the right to do that right now. He's setting a tone for his team, and I've got no problem with it whatsoever.
Can you tell people about when the inverse was true for you? I thought of you right away in terms of a coach not telling you, the players, the truth.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, Chicago, it's Mully here.
And David Haw. We're always starting your day with the best Chicago sports talk. Mornings 5:30 to 10 on The Score.
And don't forget, if you miss the show live, you can always get us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Catch every show, every hour, every segment of Mully and Haw on demand.
It's so easy. Just open up your favorite podcast app, search Mully and Haw, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show your way and on your time.
Well, I mean, it goes back to, it was when you and I were working together, Speaks. I was fed up in 14 after playing under Mark Trestman for 2013, that he would tell us after a practice, you know, that's the best practice we've had. He would go out to the media and say, we had a great practice. And I'm looking around, I'm like, that's one of the worst practices I've ever seen. And what all he was doing was letting that standard slip. And he just kept letting it slip. And us veterans were looking at each other and like, this isn't right. You can't say that was a good practice. You know, I'm going to go there. But you can't do that. The real players and the professional players that really care about their team and their game, they know what the standard is. So that happened bad in 2013. And I sat there for maybe 10 weeks with you in 2014 and was just stewing on that. And you could see that happening with the team. As bad as they were playing, everybody pointing fingers, Brandon Marshall yelling at Robbie Gould after a game, you knew that was imploding. And I was like, this is what's happening. I finally had to let it out. That was what was happening at Palace Hall. And you can't have that. And it seems like Ben Johnson right now is taking control of that. He is setting that standard. And I like that. And it's okay. Like I said, I'm going to say it again. It's okay that he's using the media right now.
Our segment with Patrick Manley is sponsored by Great Clips. It's going to be great. We've been asking all of our pros this week, what does a good practice look like? So we've got someone who played for almost two decades.
Yes.
For you, when you look at practice or practice tape, what should it look like? And what's the individual responsibility of each player before and after they get on the practice field?
Well, I think the first thing is energy. You can feel it as soon as you walk out there. You know when the entire team is ready to go. You can tell during stretch. You can tell during pre-stretch. You can tell in the locker room. It's just kind of set up in meetings before. I'm just going to keep going back. Are guys paying attention in meetings and ready for the details? Are they honed in on whatever specific game plan they're working on, say, against the Cowboys, Lions, or whoever they're playing? But as far as going out to practice, it's energy. You can feel it. It's tangible. You can sense it. And then it's carried on into individual drill. Is that energy in each individual drill? And then you start – you know, different 7-on-7 and team things like that. And once you get the team in 7-on-7 and the team drills, it's details. Everything is done properly. The other one is everybody's holding other teammates accountable. You're not jumping off sides. You're lined up properly. Motion is correct. On defense, are you hiding your coverages? Are you rolling your coverages? Everything detail specific. And you know that. There's no coach saying, hey, run that again. Hey, yelling at a certain player. Stay on sides. Think about this. They're not really, yes, they're coaching, but they're not coaching the details. Everything is done right. And then the other thing is, guys, players are holding each other accountable. And I talked about in the post game and maybe the other day that, you know, it's on the players for jumping off sides. It's not on the coaches. Little things like that. So you know a good practice with the energy and everybody's holding each other accountable. And the coaches, they're just installing. They don't have to coach. Players can coach each other.
Well, think about that. Like, if you got the players holding each other accountable and the standards are what they are, then the coaches are freed to think conceptually, Lawrence. The coaches are freed to go next level and really get somewhere. You can get somewhere special, Pat.
Speaks, they can trust their players, right? They can trust they can put in an extra motion. They can trust they can add, like, an extra call to a play. They can trust you're not going to jump off sides. They're going to trust you're going to be in second and two or second and five, not first and 15. So it was a trust thing that you can – I mean, the greatest example is, you know, putting in trick plays. That comes in later in the year, right? That's after you've established yourself, say, offensively, that you trust your players. Hey, okay, we can take 5 minutes out of this practice, and we can install Santa's sleigh. You know, we can put in a fun play like that and have, you know, going back to Matt Nagy. You can put in a fun play like that, and that's what happens. You trust your players. Hey, we've got all the little things down. We've got the X's and O's down, the basics down. Let's have some fun. And that comes in later on during the season. But, yeah, the coaches can actually really just coach schematically and then trust guys are going to be in position, run the right motion, stay on side, all that kind of stuff.
Before Chicago takes on Dallas, tune in Sunday morning from 9 until noon for your local Ford dealers pregame show right here on 670 The Score. Mully, Olin, and Patrick will get you set for the game. Then immediately following the game will be Mully, Olin, and Pat. They'll have instant reaction on the post-game show, which is presented by TimberTech Decking and Railing and Arturo Tires. All of it can be heard on the Score and the Odyssey app. Hold on,
Lawrence, let me go. I got something while you're doing that. I was just thinking, Spiegs, I want to go back to your question about a good practice. So it just popped in my head. Like on Friday practices, we would start with special teams. And that's why I go back to energy. We started the practice. So I'm like, guys, we have to have the energy. When guys are coming out later that aren't on special teams, they see that we're practicing hard, we're being a little loud, being obnoxious or whatever, that we have to do like that. That's the way it has to be. So when I would call the guys up in pre-practice, all the special teamers are out there, and you could kind of feel there was an energy. And I'd always say, false enthusiasm is better than no enthusiasm. Ha. Let's go blank and fake it. And people would, you know, it would just fake it, right? And you fake the false enthusiasm, becomes enthusiasm. Guys are walking out in the field. They're like, holy crap, the special teams is getting after it. They're having fun. They're getting to the ball. They're doing whatever. And that's what I was a big believer in. Energy starts practice.
I know that you're not in that particular locker room. And we know that you've been in a leadership role in locker rooms before. I wonder about this particular group of players, and there have been additions here and there. I wonder if they look and they're like, well, we ran the last coach out of here. We kind of did whatever we wanted to do last year. How can the message organizationally get through to them? Because I think Ben's doing all the things that one would want to see a coach do, where it's, I'm going to say it to him privately. I'm going to say it to him publicly. If guys aren't getting that message, is that just a matter of you've got the wrong guys in the locker room?
Yeah, it starts with leadership. It's got to trickle down from the head guys. You know, I just go back to Olin, Urlacher, Lance, Peanut, all those guys that we all followed them, right? Those were the true leaders. So you need leaders that you follow that buy into, say, the head coach and whatnot. But it also goes to the position coaches. You spend so much time in those position rooms and you're trusting your position coach, O-line coach, linebacker coach, whatever. You want them to make you better. If they're not making you better, that's when you kind of lose trust in your coaches, your head coaches, because your head coach is the one that hired that coach. But it is on the players. It is on the players to have them hold each other accountable and to buy into the system. But if those coaches aren't good, they get called out quickly. And then that's when stuff starts going downhill. And that's what happened in 13 with Trestman. There were some guys on that staff that just weren't as talented as assistant coaches that I've seen in the past, and guys kind of lost trust in them.
Pat Manley here with us on Spiegel and Holmes on 670 The Score. Pat, I'm trying to figure out what Ben might do to get this running game going. And, you know, maybe there's more usage of Kyle Manungai. Maybe it's score and game situation to get enough calls going. But now we're back at home. The Bears are back at home. I saw a lot more shotgun formation and shotgun runs for DeAndre Swift in game two on the road than I did in game one at home against the Vikings. Was that about a home road swap? Was it about Swift comfort, Caleb comfort? Do you think we'll see more under center back home this week?
I wonder about the cadence as well. You know, the silent count, you know, with a head bob and all that kind of stuff to be able to get off the ball. It's a little bit harder if you are under center because you don't have the center doing the head bob and you don't have the you know, just the cadence that's set up that way in the shotgun that you can go silent. The other one is, too, Ben Johnson said it. He's going to tailor this offense to Caleb. And this, I know you're talking about DeAndre Swift, but this is only game two with this entire offense out there. And I wonder how much he's kind of morphing this offense and figuring out what is best for these guys. But as far as the run game, I think that's kind of the reason, and I think he's trying both. To see what is best for DeAndre Swift. I thought he ran the ball a little bit better in the second game. But at home, you can do whatever you want with cadence, and that can help the run game as well, being under center.
When you look at Dallas on tape, what do you see?
Matt Eberflus's defense struggling, obviously, against Russell Wilson, but a lot of mental mistakes, a lot of blown coverages, a lot of big plays, a lot of pointing, doing this, and the, you know, their arms up, like what's going on in the defensive backfield. It seems like they're still running that system. So I think there is potential for big plays in Caleb. And what I want to see, guys, this is start 20 for Caleb Williams. It's time for him to take ownership. It's time for us to see us winning games because of Caleb Williams. It's time for us to see, hey, you know, if we give up let's not say 52 points, but we give up 30 points. Let's score 34 points and win the game because of Caleb Williams. It's start 20. He's the first pick in the draft. It's time for him to take ownership and us to be talking about not his improvement, but about wins because of Caleb Williams. And I think this defense is potentially this weekend we could see that.
Patrick, you are the absolute best.
First thing I'd like to say, if you love football, you had to love this practice. This was a vicious practice, a highly competitive practice.
I mean, that's the thing. It's like the pact between coach and player is destroyed when you lie with them there. I always
you can't
think
lie.
Of,
just be honest. No, it's okay to call a player out. I like what I'm hearing from Ben Johnson.
I always think of the time when I told Ruben he was really brave getting his vaccinations from the doctor. Ruben, you were really brave today. And he said, no, I wasn't. I was like, yeah, actually, you're right.
You get called out. You get called out. The honesty's there, man.
Yeah, man. And, and you deserve to get called out. So.
Yep.
Thank you, Patrick.
All right, guys. Have a great day.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, Chicago, it's Mully here.
And David Haw. We're always starting your day with the best Chicago sports talk. Mornings 5:30 to 10 on The Score.
And don't forget, if you miss the show live, you can always get us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Catch every show, every hour, every segment of Mully and Haw on demand.
It's so easy. Just open up your favorite podcast app, search Mully and Haw, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show your way and on your time.